It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and today we talk about one of the, I guess, vital pieces of the Tibbetts that maybe people don't think about. I mean, they think about the shows and all of that that goes on, but your basis to make it tick, it's the members that make it happen. Andy French, who's Development Director for the Tibbetts, in the studio with us this morning. And obviously, over the years, that's been really kind of the base of the support for the Tibbetts, is that membership, right?
Absolutely. It's good to be with you, Ken, this morning. I think memberships are the bedrock upon which our theater is built. And that started back in 1965 when it reopened and the Tibbetts Opera Foundation was founded. Those memberships, those people who are willing to step up in the absence of performances, to recognize that from a historic point of view and from a business point of view, economic point of view, they wanted to support something in like Tibbetts. And so we've been continually blessed with having a very healthy membership supporting us, and I just want to take time to thank those members who've been longtime supporters and recent members as well.
Yeah. Well, even last year when you had the limited schedule of summer theater out of the ponds, that your membership still did well. People, I think, recognized that, again, they needed to do what they could do to make sure that Tibbetts survived.
That's right, Ken. And in fact, we had a very healthy year in terms of memberships. You might remember last fall when I was here talking about memberships, we did a non-member appeal in the fall. And many, many people who are regular ticket buyers, never become members, decided because there were no shows, they still wanted to support Tibbetts with their gift. And so they became members last year. And we're doing that again this spring.
Okay. So when you say non-member appeal, what are you kind of enticing people with or talking to them about why they should become members?
Sure. So our non-member appeal is sent out to those folks who've bought tickets at some event in Tibbetts over the last 2 or 3 years. And what membership provides is opportunities to get information about Tibbetts monthly. We send out an email blast regularly to our members so they know when the shows are coming and what shows are coming. They get advance notice. They are able to get a small discount on ticket prices if their level of membership is appropriate. And we do have five or so levels of membership that go from $50 all the way up to $2,000. So we appreciate all membership gifts and provide benefits and engagement that non-members don't get.
Yeah, and you know, in some cases you actually do, depending on with the schools and some other organizations, payroll deduction to take care of membership too.
Absolutely. That's a really big part of our membership. We have an awful lot of teachers and administrators at the public schools throughout Branch County and other counties that give every pay period. And there's over 160 members of Tibbetts who do it that way. And so we're happy to take that kind of donation. It's relatively painless because it's, you know, anywhere from $2 to $10, $25 a pay period. And for those who can afford those gifts, that's an easy way to become a member.
Yeah. Well, and for a lot of folks, they will have a little extra money in their pocket here in the next week if they don't already have it from the federal government. That might be a nice way to apply that if again they don't need it for, you know, desperate needs right now.
Absolutely. There's an awful lot of folks who are getting a benefit check from the federal government. I know that I've given portion of my benefit check to Tibbetts for that purpose as well. It's as the heart calls. If you support Tibbetts and think Tibbetts is a valuable asset to the community of Coldwater for Branch County in the tri-state area, then a membership gift is a great way to support Tibbetts and have your name recognized publicly.
Well, and when you can, I know you'll get members back together for some member gatherings and those kinds of things. Obviously, that's not possible right now, but in the future.
Absolutely. Looking forward to being open and able to do those member-only events that we've done in the past. So, looking forward to people getting to that safe place and feeling like they're comfortable gathering in spaces like the Tibbetts and celebrating their engagement with our Opera House.
If someone's interested, then maybe they didn't receive that appeal in mail, but I've heard this and kind of said, yeah, I think we should. What's the best way they can do that?
So absolutely the best way is to either go online to www.tibbetts.org, TIBBITS.org. Click on the Get Involved. There's a membership link there. You can make your donation online, or you can just give us a call at the office, 278-6029. Happy to take your call, take your donation over the phone. And also you could mail a check-in. So it's just 14 South Hanchett Street here in Coldwater. So looking forward to getting some new members engaged because I think that will bring levels of commitment and engagement to Tibbetts that will only see us expand.
Andy French, he's the Development Director for the Tibbetts Opera Foundation and Opera House, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.